Google says it will stop selling ads based on your browser history, with some notable exceptions. The company says it will stop using third-party cookies in its Chrome browser and will no longer invest in advertising technology that tracks people across the internet. The change does not apply to mobile. Sam Schechner has been reporting on this for The Wall Street Journal, and we should note that Google is a financial supporter of NPR. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. Okay, all of us have had those moments where it seems like an ad is following us no matter where we go on the internet. Explain this to us. What exactly is Google changing?
We've all had that experience, right? Like, I visited a website, I inadvertently clicked on an ad once for a t-shirt with like a rhinoceros on it, and I saw ads for that for months afterwards. You know, right. The way that happens is that that website is sending a cookie to my browser. And it's actually not coming from that website, but from an advertising company, a third party that I don't know about. And the next time I go to another website, that company checks the cookie and says, aha, Sam likes rhinoceros t-shirts, and sends me the ad again. What Google is saying is that when they phase out these kinds of cookies from their browser, Chrome, that they're not going to create an alternative in order to allow advertisers to do that kind of cross-site tracking, that they're going to want people to use new technologies that don't track people individually, but track them in groups, you know, of maybe 1,000 or more people. So it's harder to get individualized information.
Okay, so what does this actually mean for people browsing the internet? Does this mean we'll see different ads? What is Google basically replacing this technology with?
Well, you know, they currently are replacing it with a lot of nice promises and good intentions. What Google says that they're going to do is create this new technology that tracks people using cohorts, and that it'll be almost as good for advertisers, which might mean that for, you know, an individual web user, I might still get sort of followed around the internet, just perhaps not quite as precisely. But, you know, all that remains to be seen.
And they can still track you when you use Google products like Gmail, for example. That's not changing.
And indeed, that's a very large loophole to this announcement that has some privacy activists a little bit upset. Not because the move that Google's announcing, if they really follow through on it, wouldn't be helpful, but because maybe it directs attention away from the huge amount of data that Google already has about individuals from, for instance, their use of Gmail or their searches on Google itself.
Mm-hmm. David Pierce of the Newsletter Protocol described the change this way. He says, quote, "This isn't a white knight move from Google, but rather a simple way to get rid of something that users hate and Google doesn't really need." I mean, what do you think of that assertion? Why is Google actually doing this right now?
Well, Google is under a huge amount of pressure, both in terms of antitrust investigations in the United States and in Europe and elsewhere, but also from privacy regulators. You know, it seems totally plausible to me that in coming years, as the European privacy law, GDPR, gets applied, that this kind of thing will become illegal in Europe anyway. That could end up happening in the U.S. with new privacy legislation. So in a sense, David has a point. Google could get ahead of coming legislation anyway. Indeed, they have a huge amount of data and make most of their money on their search engine. So this third-party business is maybe more headache than it's worth.
Yeah. Before we see that legislation, though, do you think that other companies will follow suit?
Well, you know, if you look at Apple, for instance, third-party cookies are something that they already block by default. And, you know, they have gone further than Google in talking about doing the same thing and are supposed to imminently roll out the same thing on mobile, making it so that users have to opt in before apps can track which apps they use. But when it comes to the ad tech ecosystem, when it comes to browsing websites on the open internet, Google has such a huge market share that they may well drag advertisers along with them.
Right. Say more about this. What does this move by Google actually say about the state of digital advertising more generally?
Well, I think what's going to happen over time as these moves get rolled out is that advertisers are going to have to rely more on the data that they collect directly from consumers. So, you know, if you buy a car and you register that car with the car company and they know who you are, then, you know, they're going to have information that they can use to target ads on you on individual services. Now, for most websites, you know, it probably doesn't make sense for the car company to go directly to that website to advertise to you if you happen to show up. So they're going to end up buying ads from big providers like Google or Facebook, where they can use this what's called first-party data to target you directly. And that's something that, you know, some competition-minded folks say could benefit bigger companies, bigger advertisers, bigger platforms at the expense of smaller websites and smaller businesses.
Sam Schechner is a reporter with the Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much for talking with us about this.
Thanks for having me. It's been a great conversation.